Now, we're talking.
All right, we got the minister back. Dr. Mtsoaledi, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tavis.
Yeah, just trying to understand. So the conditions at the moment, it sounds as if, so there's a problem with the air conditioning. There's a bit of flooding going on. But if there is a problem with the air conditioning, you yourself said, no, you can't have a, you can't afford that situation in a building such as this one.
No, at the moment, the air conditioning is working. I'm just saying it's one of the problems that arising, but at the moment, it's up and working. Definitely.
Are there issues with maintenance?
When I said some are exaggerations, Tavis, is because before the workers down tools, they themselves said because the building is not safe, they want to work only up to 1 o'clock. Meaning they come in the morning and 1 o'clock, they knock out and go home because the building is not safe. Now, you have got a question there. If a building is not safe such that you can't work, what makes it possible for you to work from 8 o'clock to 1 o'clock and knock off? In other words, how safe do you feel between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock? The simple reason is that it's not an emergency. It's not an evacuation like a building that is collapsing or is burning. It's a building that has got problems which engineers are going to fix, but it will be better to move out.
Right.
Slowly, so that we give them chance to move. In other words, it's not like there's a siren that say out, now. But if you are a worker, you are unionized, you know there's a report about an unsafe building, you'll use it to stay away.
But does it even meet occupational safety standards to be in a building without windows?
Sorry?
I'm saying, does it even meet the regulations when it comes to occupational safety and to have a building without windows?
Well, I'm not sure, but that building has been existing for a long time. When it flooded, it had two tenants in 2004. It was health and home affairs when it flooded, and they were all evacuated. Whether the fact is that I came in as a minister in 2009, and in 2010 we moved in. The engineers gave us a certificate. You know, you don't move in any new building or any newly renovated building until the engineers give you a certificate of safety. And they gave us that certificate in 2010.
Yeah.
So
Minister,
I'm not really in engineering. I don't know what that means. But they gave us a certificate and said you can move in. Yeah. Otherwise, we would not have moved in.
Dr. Mtsoaledi, just hear out Moses on the line from Rodeport here. Moses, go ahead.
Hi, Titi. Hi, Minister. You know what, Titi? What I don't understand is the minister said they were moved, they were evacuated before for 5 years. In that 5 years, since the building belongs to the department, why they never demolish that building and start a new one that will be acclimatized to the standards of today? I mean, if there could be fire there from the escalator or from the lift, how are they going to be evacuated on that? Because at the end of the day, they just wasting money. I don't know what to say. Because for me, where have you seen a building without windows?
Yeah, I think Moses also that the whole maybe the whole point about not having windows. I think probably we're referring to windows that open. I'm assuming. I'm sure that you can see outside. It's not just walls. Am I right here, Minister?
Yeah, no, you are right. All I'm saying is you can't open any window because none of them open. That's what I mean.
Okay.
But the question is asking why didn't we build a new one? Tell me so. Where you are working at Power FM, if there's a problem, it's not you or the manager who will make an opinion about the strength or otherwise of the building, is engineers.
Right.
You know? And as that said, we don't own that building, it's owned by Public Works. When it flooded and their engineers said they must renovate it and they took 5 years to renovate it, we could not have asked them questions because we are just tenants.
Because all this maintenance is a contract. Somebody who has to keep coming
With Public Works, I won't be surprised. And it's not a secret. Even Minister Ngesi said so.
Yeah.
That is why when we met day before yesterday, Minister Ngesi said we must get engineers who must come and assess. And those engineers must never come from Public Works. That's what he said, the minister himself.
Yeah.
And I said, why? He said, because he won't trust what they come up with. So we agreed that we are going to get engineers from outside, especially from the Development Bank of South Africa, the DBSA. They must get engineers for us to assess and tell us the truth. but not anybody from Public Works. Unfortunately, I've got to say that publicly because the minister himself has said so.
Yeah.
He's the one who proposed the fact that we must get out of Public Works and get somebody from outside because he doesn't trust them too.
Last word, Lebo, before I let the minister go, as briefly as you can.
Hi, Titi. I must respectfully disagree with the minister, right? I mean, I don't work for the department, so I'm not directly involved. But just listening to this, I'm shocked. It's an emergency to be working in a 28-story building without an opening window. And I think the minister needs to acknowledge that. For me, I would never even take the job. If they gave me an offer for work and I realize if there's a fire, I can't even jump out of the window or something, then I wouldn't even take up the job with the department, I must say.
Minister,
it's a health hazard. Something is wrong there.
Minister, a response to Lebo, and also what is the way forward?
People worked in that building from 1969. I worked in it from 2010. The way it is, I'm just giving you the way it is, that when the air con switch is off, there is a problem. As to jumping out of the window, I'm at 28th floor. I don't know whether if the windows are there to jump out, I could ever jump out of the 28th floor if anything happens. So it's not about jumping out, it's about air conditioners. I'm just telling you the design of the building. I don't know which architect designed it and which engineers accepted that design, but that's where it is.
And then,
because I'm not in that field, I can't have that argument. Maybe you must call engineers to this program to come and explain that.
So what's your way forward then? You've got workers that have decided they're not going back to work. So how do you deal with it now?
Well, tomorrow they are being addressed by the union. We are working with Public Works to find alternative accommodation. Why? Because alternative accommodation might take some few weeks. If they can't work in that building, they must work elsewhere. The Department of Health is not only head office. We have got hospitals, we have got clinic. In fact, they will be very helpful. And I've just instructed the DG to send a lot of them to Northwest because there are problems there in Northwest. As you know, Nehau has down because of political problems in Northwest. Some of our clinics are struggling. I said, these workers, if they are not prepared to be in that building, they must go elsewhere. I am still going to work in that building tomorrow. As I said, I've worked up to 9 o'clock last night until they find alternative accommodation. If they can't, then I'll say go to Northwest, get into the clinics, get into the hospitals, go to the district, strengthen them. But they can't just stay away while they are aiming. That can't be allowed.
Aaron Motsoaledi, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi is the Minister of Health. Thanks so much for your time, and please go home early today.
I'm in PE. I've just finished addressing a meeting in Nelson Mandela Bay. I'm heading to the airport, so I won't go home.
Thank you so much. Aaron Motsoaledi is the Minister of Health.